This episode of Rise Up is brought to you by MinuteWithMary.com. For being such a beloved listener of Blake and mine, we truly appreciate you. And for those of you who don't know, I love to also dabble in cosmetics and skincare. I just like that it helps people feel more confident or more creative. And one of my favorite items, my 4D mascara, gives you a look of falsies. We're going to give it to you 15% off. Now, I'm not allowed to like publicly let people know about this, but because I'm in your earbuds, I mean, it kind of pretty much is in
better than outbuds.
You know, hey, I'm like in your earbuds right now, guys, so we're kind of private, right? This is intimate. So go to minutewithmary.com/discount to check out that 15% off my 4D mascara.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome back to Rise Up. It's a podcast dedicated to the smash Broadway hit Hamilton. So sit back, relax, and let's raise a glass to freedom.
We're gonna rise up, ain't time to take a shot. We're gonna rise up, ain't time to take a shot. We're gonna rise up,
it's time to take a shot.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
My name's Blake, and today is going to be a special episode. A very special episode.
Very special.
Of Rise Up. You know, and you know why it's so special? Because today I was actually, driving and jamming out to my favorite album right now. And once again, people were staring at me and wondering, what the hell's that guy doing?
You know.
But you know, I find myself jamming out today to Washington on Your Side.
Ooh.
And it's just one of those songs that it creeps up on you. And you're like, man, this is really good. This is just really good.
It is fantastic. It's not just good, it's fantastic.
And I got a chance to think about it. And I loved everything about that song because for me, it just represented all of the things that people saw in Hamilton that were bad. And that is what propels the rest of the story once we get, you know, into that second act of the play itself. And I thought, you know, there's no show that doesn't rely on its supporting characters. You need to have good supporting characters, because if you don't, then what the hell are we doing here, right? Like the movie Dazed and Confused. You know who the main character is. It's the kid with the long hair, and he's the one that gets, you know, beaten throughout the day and whatever. He's the freshman. But I don't really remember Dazed and Confused because of the long kid hair, even though he touches his nose constantly, like he grabs like the center of his, like the bridge of his nose, and once you see that, you can't unsee it.
Okay.
But I remember that movie specifically because of Ben Affleck. I remember that movie because of Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, all right. That's where it comes from.
Yes.
All of these supporting characters, Liv Tyler was in that movie. Mm-hmm. Like, all of these great characters were in this film, and they had about, you know, 10 minutes worth of screen time, maybe a little bit more, like total.
Yeah.
And that's what makes that movie so great. And I thought about that in terms of Hamilton and Washington on Your Side, and I was like, you know, that's kind of apropos for this play. Would you agree with all of that?
Yes.
I think so.
I would agree.
I think so. So have you, before we get into this whole thing, have you been jamming out to any songs recently of Hamilton and things that like just...
I wish, but I've been spending a lot of time with my children. And so we've been rocking out to The Descendants 1, The Descendants 2, or The Descendants 3 movie soundtrack.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Yep. And it's gotten to be so repetitive that I now like several of these songs.
Oh, no. All right.
What's your favorite one?
For those of you who don't know, what is The Descendants?
The Descendants is a movie series on the Disney Channel, kind of like how they did all those High School Musical movies. And it's all about the children of Disney characters. So Belle and Beast's son, Gaston's son, Ursula's daughter, Maleficent's daughter, and how they're all interacting. So
you've been singing. So like, what's your favorite one? So I mean, let's just get it out there. Let's just get it out there.
Well, right now it's been What's My Name.
Oh, it's not. That's a sneaky good song.
Thank you.
The Uma one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sneaky good
one. What's my name? Yes, I'm giving it no justice whatsoever. But just know that if you need a guilty pleasure binge, if you get the flu anytime soon and you're like, I need 6 hours worth of show, The Descendants, 1, 2, and 3 might be worth it. All right, but before we get into chatting actually about what we're here for, we would love to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. You could find us all sorts of social media outlets by searching Mary and Blake, or you can simply head to maryandblake.com to find out about all of our podcasts and blogs.
Ladies and gentlemen, you could have been anywhere in the world tonight, but you're here with us in New York City. Are you ready for a cabinet meeting, huh? The issue on the table.
So tonight, we are talking about why a show can only be as good as its supporting cast. From George Washington to Charles Lee... Did you just want to say, like, Charles Lee? Characters big or small may make or break your journey. So let's see who makes the most impact.
Well, you know, it's a very good question.
I'm a little sick, guys. Sorry.
Mary is a little sick, so, you know, you should be very
trying.
Proud of her. She's pulling through.
I'm rising
man.
Up.
She's my... You're not throwing away your shot.
I'm not.
That's what it really comes down to today. You know, there's a lot of great characters in Hamilton, and... They all play off of each other in some form or fashion. And when you actually see the play, it's even better because you have, you know, actors playing multiple characters throughout the play.
Yeah.
And it has a great visual vocabulary to it because even though they are the same people, they have different characteristics, different costumes, but they have remnants of each other. Throughout
interwoven.
Yeah, they're all interwoven. And it reminds you, it gives you that visual cue, even if subconsciously, that someone like Marquis de Lafayette, he's played by the same guy who plays Thomas Jefferson. And you think about that and you're like, yeah, Lafayette is always a part of Hamilton's life, regardless of whether or not he's actually in the mm-hmm. in the first or second act. He's still a part of his life. And it's apropos that the guy who plays Lafayette is played by Thomas Jefferson because they're both Francophiles within... I mean, Lafayette is French and Thomas Jefferson is a Francophile, or at least considered so within the play itself. So
yeah.
It's apropos that
yeah.
It's like that. When you think about it, Mary, who is your favorite side character in Hamilton and why?
Oh, my gosh. I don't have a favorite.
Get out of here. Stop that.
I have favorites.
All right, well, give me your top three.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to give it up for my boy George Washington because
yes.
He's like one of my favorite characters because I just adore him. And he's like Gryffindor through and through. And I cry when he sings. let me tell you what I wish I'd known. Okay, oh. I'll cry. Okay, tell me.
Oh, when he sings like, one last time.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
like,
forget about it.
Seriously, I just want to like, I want him to teach me how to be an adult. Like, that's what I need, George Washington. Can you tell me? I just told Blake, I said, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to be sick and a stay-at-home mom. George, can you please?
You feel like George Washington would be an excellent stay-at-home parent? Like, he would be able to be like, he'd like, get it all done.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like he would make it all work. And he's like a real adult. Like, he's a real adult.
Yeah.
You know, he's the father of our country. He's a real adult. He has to be.
Yes. I adore, let's see, you know, it's been funny because I love Eliza. How can you not? Like, but I don't even see her as a side character. Like, she's a main character to me.
She's like a sub main
yeah.
character.
So, I mean, I got to give props, but I've got this really funny one who I haven't been able to shake. And I love Lafayette. Love it. I love like his swagger, but I'm not going to lie. I'm going to give my third one to James Madison.
Why?
If you haven't seen the play, you don't know why. But when I've just seen Hamilton 3 times this year.
Yes.
James Madison. he's sick the whole time.
He's always got the hanky.
He's got a hanky. And I just love like his like little neck movements and how he's just following around Jefferson. He's got these little like little bits, you know what I mean? Where he'll just be like
France.
And now, yeah, exactly. Like he's got like these little one-line zingers, and I didn't notice it as, you know, when I was listening to it, because you almost don't even know who it is when you're just listening to the soundtrack.
Sure.
But now that I've seen it, and I didn't pick up on it at first, I was like, God, this poor actor has a runny nose. And then I saw it the second time, and I was like, oh, it's the props that you don't get them mixed up with...
With Hercules Mulligan.
Yeah, with Hercules Mulligan. You don't get mixed up with him. And then I just became loving this hysterical, like, curmudgeon-y little character. So there you go. How about you?
Well, no, I wanted the top three from you.
Who's that was your, three. Well, because no, I'm not really using Eliza.
Oh, okay,
I mean, that's
okay.
Why I'm saying, like, I said George Washington, Eliza, and then because I got these, like, two big ones, James Madison. But if I'm not counting Eliza, because I don't really see her as, like, a side character.
Yeah, like you said, we she's like a sub... protagonist.
Philip Hamilton.
Philip Hamilton is yes. Where you're at? Okay.
Yes. Like if I had to really go, if I had to go, not counting Eliza, I would do George, Philip, and then James.
Okay. So let's go into this, at least for me, knowing that Eliza is kind of a sub-protagonist, where she's not the main character, but she's not...
I mean, she's the leading female.
Yes. Right. So I would, but she's not the main character, and she's not even on the level of Aaron Burr, in my opinion. She revolves around Hamilton. You know what I mean? Like her story revolves around Hamilton's story, whereas someone like Burr, his story revolves around himself.
Yes,
and intertwines with Hamilton's, and Hamilton, his story revolves around himself. Same thing with like Washington. Washington is not a main character necessarily, but he's also not just a prop character either. He has his own story that he has to go through. He has, like Eliza, his own journey. And he fulfills that journey by the end of the play. But his story within the context of the play revolves around Hamilton. So I think it's kind of the same thing. Having said that, I would say that if we want to put Eliza and George Washington aside, which I'm happy to do, Thomas Jefferson... The way that his story collides with Hamilton's and what he does in order to be the protagonist and antagonist to Hamilton as like a sub antagonist, I'm really into that character. I think he's great. And I love the songs. He has personality.
Mm.
He has characteristics that aren't just
like
song
what?
Characteristics. His characteristic, like the way that he approaches things, his arrogance almost. He thinks he's smarter than everybody else, and he kind of is, but he isn't. And like the way that he does the dance and what did I miss? Like the way that he does like the whole like thing with his arms and his legs.
Once again,
it's like this.
If you've only heard it, just go find the pirated version on YouTube.
Right, right. and
there's purists who are like, darn you, Mary. No. No, I will not.
And he's naturally funny as a character, unlike James Madison, who's there.
He's the opposite. He's literally just there to be like the bump on the log.
Yeah, Madison is there because he's there.
I like that we enjoy the two others.
But
he's not just there. He's got zippy one-liners, Blake.
Yeah, but
give him credit.
But his characteristics aren't nothing more than what the play needs him to
correct.
Be. As a character, Jefferson really stands out.
I didn't know I was supposed to be getting like deep and stuff, man. I was
No. You don't have
to.
I'm telling you I'm digging, why I'm digging him. I'm also finding myself really liking Mariah Reynolds.
Oh.
What? I just think Mariah Reynolds is another, like, one of these naturally made characters within the play itself. And it's not necessarily her actions or whatever. It's like the way that she sings. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of Jessica Rabbit.
Okay. Well, now we know why.
Jessica Rabbit is every person my age and younger, or a little bit older. Like that generation.
Yeah, you're young.
Ooh, boy.
Were you like even born when Who Framed Roger Rabbit came out?
Yeah, of course
yeah,
I was.
Yeah, you were.
Of course
but
I was.
Were you allowed to go to the movies?
Well, my first movie I ever saw in the movie theater was Goodfellas. That was in 1992.
Okay.
So I was 92. I was nine.
Yeah, this came out in 88. This Who Framed Roger Rabbit was the first movie that I ever got to see in a movie theater, and it traumatized me.
Really? Oh, no. Goodfellas was 90. So I was seven. I'm sorry. I was seven.
Yeah. So this is 88. So you weren't going to the movies yet. So
no, I was
old.
Not going to the movies.
And they, like, my aunt and uncle babysat me.
You're like
me.
six